Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Man, this is what the Lord's been laying on my heart about. You know, history, we like to think that history is something that happened in the past, that it's not a prophetic word about the future. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how could that happen? That's the history. I mean, men don't want to rule the world anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, men are not, they're not wanting to rule the world. I mean, come on. I mean, why would anybody want, those are huge ambitions.
No, right? Julius Caesar's no more, right?
Exactly. I mean, think about that. Remember Caesar when we're talking about what we're talking about. You know, and you look at, you know, Hitler and Mussolini and Woodrow Wilson. You know, President Woodrow Wilson went to war because he wanted to have big government. Mm. And that because of the war that was taking place at the time, the world's war, they were so busy fighting war, they quit buying all of our products. And you couldn't fund the government. And so he got involved. He said he wouldn't be involved. But then he got involved because the funding process, you know, our gross national product, our ability to tax our products that are going overseas and then to pay tax on it, we were losing our customers. So it was a money-driven war, Woodrow Wilson. And by the way, he's the one that came up with the League of Nations, which eventually became the United Nations. Mm.
Thank you, Woodrow. Thank you.
And he said, you know, you can find out about Woodrow on the VFN Torture in your highlights right there. I believe it's an original tense, but just type in Woodrow. And it was very interesting. He was a professor at a university.
He was really?
He was a professor at a university. And people who had an agenda came and interviewed him because he was such a good speaker. Woodrow Wilson, President Woodrow Wilson. He was such a good speaker when he taught his class. His students, you know, if you've been to university, this never happens. His students would stand up and applaud him when he finished. And so he had, at that point, based on history, he had no political ambitions. People came to him and said, listen, this man can speak and get people's attention. Let's go see how he feels about the progressive mindsets that we have. And so they went and interviewed him, and they said, you know, he kind of relates to this. And so then... they ran him for office in New Jersey, by the way, and he became the governor of New Jersey. But once he got in, the people didn't realize, oh my goodness, well, he's supporting what we're doing, but he also has his own agenda.
Right.
And he basically
he
basically put him in their place. Mm. But he continued on with the progressive movement. Mm. And there's just so much that you can hear that about it. You know, but so here we are, you know, 100 years later. You know, you heard a statement at one time that said, you know, Islam has a 100-year plan to be able to turn America into an Islamic nation, you know, meaning that the Quran is our law versus the Constitution, our law. And when you think about it, from Woodrow's administration to now, I think the 100 years is up.
Wow. Yeah,
the 100 years is up. And so what you're seeing is, and what President Woodrow Wilson thought and taught in the United Nations or the League of Nations was, that they said no to until World War II happened. And then they said, listen, we got to pull up Woodrow's idea. We have World War II here. Let's go ahead. And they kicked right in immediately and started the United Nations. And in that, they tied our economies together. So if you tie the economies together, we would never go to war, because for one nation to fight another nation is to affect your bottom line. You see what I'm saying? So they thought tying our money together, thank you, Woodrow, because he wanted big government instead of just having this, whatever God gave us, let's just be happy with it. And let's don't sell out for more money and bigger government.
Imagine that.
God,
more money.
It was a God being government and God. And so now here we are, you know, almost 100 years later, a little over 100 years later, maybe I can't know the exact numbers. And the United Nations, when you look at their flag, when you said Caesar, you're looking at the crown on the flag. You're looking at the very...
what do you call that? The leaf thing?
The leaf thing over the head the Olympians would wear or whatever, but it was for Caesar would wear about ruling the world, you know, with the Roman Empire. And it's interesting that the Roman Empire, when you look at end times prophecy, that it's going to come from, you know, Rome. You know, and then, and so here we are right now where CNBC, which is basically a
left.
Yeah, I guess you could call them left. It's kind of a branch of the government. And we're going to buy a microwave.
Is that the correspondence? Is that the correspondence department?
Dude, we're buying a microwave. Don and I are buying a microwave, and we saw this microwave, and it had a lot of different buttons on it, or whatever. And I thought, this is the one I want. And it was made by GE, who owns NBC and MSNBC, and
General Electric, right?
Yeah, General Electric. And so I thought, and I said, well, that's fine. You know, I didn't have a problem with that. But then I looked at the buttons, and there was a button on the microwave that said it was a government button.
A government button?
There was
a
government button on the microwave? I'm telling you, maybe if Donna's listening, you can text me what that button said. I can't remember if it said food.gov or mill.gov or something like that. I'm like, oh, my goodness. You're going to know when I eat popcorn. I was just so upset. I'm thinking like, man, it was like mill or food.gov or something like that. I don't know. And so, you know.
It's just weird.
Yeah, with that, I'm like, well, I'll just take the cheesy one. I don't want that one.
Yeah, for real.
And so I'm out of town or whatever, and I come back and they came and put the microwave in, and they put that. Man, that they put that bug in my. No, they put that government microwave in my home. They installed it.
Wow.
I'm like, sorry, I am not gonna pass a food.gov button every day, you know, where I heat up a cup of coffee or something, and I think you push it and it tells you how to eat or something. I don't know. I mean, it just didn't. But it was like a merger between a corporation and a government. This intertwining that's really strange between General Electric and the government, but their General Electric's products now have a government agency attached to it, a button. And of course, I told him, can you come rip this thing out of my house
right.
and put in the cheesy one? But really did it. I mean, that's how, you know, big government and, you know, government knows better versus if you don't have a relationship with God, you know, saying God knows better makes no sense to you. If we say, listen, you know, God knows the answer, and you think, I don't even know God, well, that's why it doesn't make sense to you.
Sure.
Or if you're a Christian who's never been discipled and never taught that you're supposed to know the shepherd's voice and you're supposed to be able to let him lead you in your life, and somebody's just, you basically ate another man's groceries. Mm-hmm. You've been listening to somebody else talk about their relationship with God, but you've never had one yourself. It doesn't make sense to you. You're used to following somebody else. And so when the government tells you, we'll help you how to eat, we'll help you these different things, you just naturally have a tendency to say, well, that sounds pretty good.
Sure.
But when you understand that, no, that's God's role in our life, what we're really saying is, if we do say that, is government's going to replace God. Mm-hmm. And that's always been the argument. That was the argument with Israel. You can go to VFNTV right now, VFNTV.com, and watch SOS, A Tale of Two Kings. That's been around. That's been the argument. You know, can the government provide better for us? And this is when we talked about this yesterday. I'm not going to talk much about it, but as soon as that lady walked up in that American gathering in North Carolina and leaned over to the chairman, the LA mayor, after the second time of saying no to God, and says, you got to give them what they want, she prophesied to them. That's exactly what was said to Samuel when Israel said, listen, we want a king like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want socialism like everybody else wants socialism. Mm-hmm. And behind socialism is always communism. It's about government knows better, and we will ration things out. And you just got to hear you know, more about that from yesterday. But so then you say that about Caesar, because right now we say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. This is what they're wanting to hear. I pledge allegiance the flag of the world.
Oh yeah, that's what they want to hear.
And MSNBC or CB, whatever they are, CNBC, they had a program about President Clinton. They called him the president of the world.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, listen, this is not about the 5.2% of the population of the world. This is not about the five. This is America. America's 5.2% of the population of the world. This is about the. This is about running the world. Mm-hmm. Listen, there's enough computer technology today. There's enough where they're talking the QE3 stimulus package, where that means basically printing more money, putting it out there. They're talking about doing it digitally. Well, if you go back and look at the prophetic warnings on your at the VFN torch, you can see that's God showed me a vision of that, where the paper money was being sucked off the face of the earth and it turned into a fire and it burned up. Well, it can. How often do we use cash today? I mean, how often?
That's right.
And so it probably, you know, they could be easily switch over. It was during the hurricanes and all. And so their goal is this. Well, listen, prophetically, it's going to happen at some point. Mm-hmm. You know, we always wish it wasn't our generation. And I'm not saying, I'm thinking that if we repent and turn back to God as a church, that God would let us have America back. Mm-hmm. We reestablish our founding fathers' principles. We live by the Constitution. We honor God in our institutions. And the family becomes the core part of a country again. And marriage is what God calls marriage again. And we begin to rid our land, and the Fourth Amendment begins to protect us from a lot of different things, but also digitally having some way to protect our papers and stuff from all the vulnerability that's taking place in the digital sphere in the world. And so their goal is the world. And so I was talking about this, you know, in Brace Yourself, you know, yesterday about Hurricane Ivan and, you know, how rough it was and how we went through that, but they forgot about us. We were like the poster child at first. You know, come help us. But as soon as Katrina hit a few moments later, you know, in New Orleans, they totally forgot about us. And everybody, you know, ran to Louisiana and left Florida.
Sure.
And so that's what's going to be happening, is that this will happen, then that'll happen. And you may have attention for a little bit, but there's something else about to happen that you're not going to have that. So you're going to be left to yourself and to your gods. Who's your God?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And so... so Katrina comes, and Katrina means
cleansing,
purity. And so we have five hurricanes. They come, and Katrina, this huge cleansing, this whole Katrina comes, and the word is out. It's spread across the land. Hey, that means cleansing and purity. And that was a warning for all of us. That was not a New Orleans issue. You know, they said, Jesus, these towers that fell on these people, was it because they were evil? Mm-hmm. And Jesus responds to them, unless you repent, you're going to go to hell. And so I was like, no, I'm talking about the people in New Orleans.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the towers in New York. And he's like, no, those towers were assigned to us that life is not forever. Mm-hmm. The Katrina and the 9/11 was assigned to us, you know, that God could pull his hands off of us and the enemy can come in like a flood. And so now... and the enemy can come in like a flood. That's very important, because if you go back and look at the prophetic warnings that you'll see over and over again, if you go to VFN TV and watch God Does Speak, you'll hear this whole prophetic conversation from ministers around the United States talking on this conference call about what God is being saying as we're piecing these parts together. And what does he speak? Well, I mean, as soon as Isaac began to form, the Lord spoke to me that, you know, Isaac, the very word Isaac means laughter. In Proverbs chapter 1, and you can see this, and make sure there's a related link to this, you know, bracing yourself, is Isaac, a warning shot fired over the bow of America. And think about America as a ship. And it was a warning shot, which means nothing was going to happen. It was just a warning of what was going to take place. And then... it looks like it's going to hit all those same places that all those hurricanes hit for those five, because everybody prepared for it.
Yeah.
And then finally it goes and hovers over New Orleans for a long extended period of time and just began to flood it and flood it and flood it. And it just stayed there. And if you think about it, if you replace the word Katrina with purity, right?
Mm.
Purifying, and you can replace the name Isaac with laughter, you know, because we didn't purify ourselves and cleanse our hands and turn to God. Then he says in Proverbs 1, I will laugh at your disaster. And he says, as we talked about, you know, is in Isaiah, that the enemy will come in like a flood. And this is God's using the Assyrians, as he talks about, as a bat, as a as a as a
club,
yeah, as a club against his own people. Mm. It's like people got, you know, when you get in the Word, you're going to find out most of the stuff people are telling you about God's not true. And you understand that he loves you so much. When you're loved by that much by God, it's a jealous love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, jealous love, I learned in law enforcement, that's it's so dangerous that the very one that's, that loves, that has a jealous form of love can kill the very one that they love. Out of a, out of a rage of anger, they're so hurt. They're so deeply hurt. And they didn't mean to kill the person, but they were so jealous over their love, and they did something wrong with somebody else, and then they kill them. Well, God loves you with a jealous love. And so if you look back in history, many times the earth split and things came, and people who God loves, their life left them during that transition. And I'm saying that for this, because before that happened, when I said that the Lord laid on my heart, this is a warning shot. Fired across the board, which means a warning shot means we can repent, we can turn.
Sure.
And as soon as I said that, there was a shooting that took place at the Empire State Building. And it was it was friendly fire mostly. It was one person going to shoot somebody, and then
the police officers.
Yeah, the police officers who never used their gun in duty. We have so many people who, you know, we've been so blessed. You have people that do 20-year careers, 30 years of career in law enforcement, never had to use their gun once. But you have other nations who use it at least once a week because it's so rowdy and so wild. Which means if you don't have that kind of skill, you know what I'm saying? You don't have that kind of skill that they just start to shoot. You don't shoot in a crowd. You don't stand in a circle, put the suspect in the middle, and start shooting at him. You know, it's like you're going to shoot the other officers. And they shot that most of the people that got hurt and it got hurt by the officers, you know, crossfire and friendly fire.
Sure.
And so understanding that, that as soon as this word came to me, the Lord spoke to me that this is a warning shot. Simultaneously, a few moments later, the shooting's taking place at the Empire State Building. Understand that America is an empire. That's what, that's what they're called. They're called empires. And so the Empire State Building, this warning shot, right, gunshot, and then what happens? An actual shooting takes place at the Empire State Building. And so then the laughter comes all the way up Florida, and it looks like it's going to hit all the same places, you know, Isaac. Then it hovers, laughter hovers over purity. And he says in Proverbs 1 that I'll laugh at your destruction because you wouldn't listen to me, because you wouldn't let my let me make myself known to you, because you wouldn't listen to my instruction, you wouldn't respond to my rebuke. He says, I'm going to laugh at your disaster. And this happens where it's like, and I'm hearing, you know, I hear ministers, you know, respond back to me. You know, they're kind of like just sarcastical, you know, and everything that I've been saying over the years has come to pass, you know. And I don't want it to be. I mean, I really, you know, would like just to go to the Super Bowl and watch the Saints game and we just all serve God, you know, and live a life and have Bibles in school again. And, and call things wrong that's wrong. And anyway, so the and so but listen to this, y'all gotta hear this. That Katrina, Katrina, which is purity, right? Came in, it was horrific. We got scars on our hearts today. We were down there helping out. It was just horrific because we went from Ivan scars to Katrina scars.
Sure.
And then 7 years to the day. 7 years. Think about it, 7 years to the day. The purity hit, laughter hits, and hovers, and hovers, and stays, and stays, and stays, and stays. Because the truth is, Katrina really didn't hit New Orleans. It hit Waveland and Mississippi and all that. But it flooded their water containment systems, and they were bad, their levees, and it flooded everything.
Right.
Mississippi's the one that got hit and has been ignored by what's happened there. Remember, it was just flat.
Yeah.
You know, it was flattened out. Gulfport, Waveland, all those different areas, and the levees broke over there. And so now they actually have over them, the last thing you would need to know is it, water, more water coming, and it's just hovering over there. And it's a warning shot going, hey, listen, you know, listen.
Let me try this again.
And the sad thing about it, you know, when you talked about, you know, George Barna's recent study that only 3% of the church is concerned about the condition of their heart with God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, 3% are actually interested in their own spiritual development.
And it's interesting, too, that it's only 3%, according to also George Bonner's study, that give God his tithes and offerings.
Right.
But didn't he say where your treasure is?
Your heart will be.
So they're tied together, right?
It's a heart issue.
It's always a heart issue. It's totally a heart issue. And so we're looking at right now, as I was saying earlier, and make sure this is connected to Brace Yourself, because this is I wanted to be able to talk 7 years to the day that laughter came. And as soon as God gave me that word, it was made available on the VFN Torch. And then as it was up, the shooting took place. The shots were fired at the Empire State Building. And then Isaac, laughter just kind of covers all the same areas that all these hurricanes were hitting that year. And then it hovers over.
Yeah, it stops, literally, right?
It stops. You know, and I was talking to Jesus about it, who lives right there in Gretna, right across the Mississippi River. You can see New Orleans mm-hmm. from his upstairs place there. And he's saying the same thing about, you know, nobody understands what's going on. It's just like no man really sees, understands. God is shouting, shouting to us, you know, in our situation, but now he's going to begin to shout to us in our pain.
That's right.
You know, and so we talked about yesterday, and I want to continue to tell you to brace yourself. Just this morning, we'll talk more about that. You're starting to hear things that we've been talking about for quite some time. And this is not about storing up a little food and a little water. Mm-hmm. You got to store up some wisdom. There's some things you're going to need to do to be able to survive. We cannot think about America the way it has been. But understand this, that if we walk this thing out right, even though it may be tough for a while, that if we turn our hearts to God and begin to do what's right, and we can walk this thing out, and maybe the Lord will let us keep our country. Mm-hmm. You know, that the original word was we'd have to fight for it the way our founding fathers fought for it in the beginning, which I just can't, you know, it's going to take a lot of mindset changing for people that are willing to stand up and, first of all, read the Constitution. What a concept, you know, read it. You need to have a little booklet with you, you know. And when you hear about National Rifle Association, you know, that's the NRA. That's the Second Amendment. That's what they're representing. They're not representing guns or anything. They're representing the Second Amendment of the Constitution. Sure. It's your Constitution that this country's made up of our decisions and what we do. And you have a right to protect yourself and a right to defend yourself and to right to bear and possess arms. And and what's about to happen, I mean, the first thing they're going to want to do is to take away our constitutional rights, bring in things like martial law, you know, and flip a switch.
And the things that people don't think that could actually happen, but we actually saw it happen during the hurricane. We experienced that. There's nothing like a National Guard person standing there with an assault weapon. Saying,
every one of them had guns, didn't they?
Go home.
Go home. It's like,
go home.
No gas. Who cares? You're like, I'm going to have gas to get back. You know? I mean, we were like a military convoy trying to head to this one gas station. But they all had guns. They all had the assault rifles. You had all the military vehicles. Because martial law is this. Because the Constitution says the military cannot be over anybody in America. It cannot use its force in America unless the president declares martial law. I mean, even President George Washington declared martial law sometimes. So properly used, it's an important thing. Mm-hmm. But also it can be wrongly used.
Sure.
And so what that means is basically all of our constitutional rights are suspended at that moment. Mm-hmm. And so they can do anything. If they feel like you're a looter, that's somebody who's like breaking into something, they can shoot you on the spot. Versus when there is no martial law, then they have to arrest you and take you before courts and try you before your peers and your jury and then wait for the answer back. But in martial law, they just go pop, you know.
And it's dark with no lights in a hurricane.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. You know, by the way, just give you a little tips up. And so, prudent preparation is on VFN TV. You can watch it. And it just begins to get you to start thinking outside the box of what you need to think like. You need to begin to just broaden your horizons of our present spoiled environment and understand, you know, if everything's shut off, I mean, go out to your house, go out to your house or your apartment, whatever, not your apartment. I don't know. It depends if your house, if you own it, and flip your breaker, just flip the big breaker on your house and go for about 2 or 3 days and just watch your kids squirm, watch your relationships be challenged and just kind of feel what that feels like. And now imagine if every breaker was flipped for a period of time in your city and your nation, and understand that the cyber attack type things is they'll have to shut down the power grid to be able to prevent it from viruses hitting it. They'll have to shut down. They can stop. You can stop a virus from moving through the system if you shut down the system.
Mm.
So if they can say, hey, you know, we're thinking that there's a huge virus about to hit, and that's the first thing, that's their biggest concern right now. That's their concern, not ours, but that's the biggest concern.
Right.
Is this, so they shut down all the internet.
Sure.
You know, and there's so many people, like, you know, that, you know, the reason why they give televisions to prisoners is to help them forget they're in jail.
Hello.
You know, and if you get rid of your television, you might find out you're in jail. Well, there's a lot of people that are in bondage right now, but they don't know it because they have some sort of apparatus. Maybe it's an iPad, maybe it's an Android phone, maybe it's an iPhone, but it's not, they're not, they don't really have a life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is commercial. See the commercial with this little girl, this young daughter or whatever, and she's going, she's looking at her parents' Facebook, and she's got like all these quote friends to her Facebook, and she looks at her parents' Facebook and she goes, oh man, these guys, bless their heart, they only have like 20 friends. Mm-hmm. And so she finds herself giving them a friend, helping them out. And then they flash to her parents, and her parents are like in the mountains riding mountain bikes and looking at things and just having this wonderful time, right?
Yeah.
And then they flash back to her, and she's watching some video of some kitten doing some tricks. He goes, oh, look at this kitten video. It's like,
right.
You know, it's like two different worlds. But there's a lot of the population that's just what they're at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand, people are going to be upset if they didn't know they were in jail.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
They're going to be upset if they find out that I've been locked up and I don't know. And there's going to be, you know, people that have a vengeance on their mind and anger and rage. And rage stands for raw anger going everywhere. And they're going to be upset. And the blame factor and the expectation factor. I thought you were going to take care of me. And that's what Isaiah talks about. He says, then you're going to roam the land and you're going to begin to look up at and curse God, and you're going to curse your king, which is your government. And then you're going to go, and people are going to begin to rob and steal and do all this kind of stuff. I mean, all these different things are about to happen to America unless the church repents.
Right.
It's not a political answer, folks.
Mm.
It is not. America is a byproduct. The United States of America is a byproduct of Christians who sought to worship God freely. And if you have not yet seen, and you can find about this on the VFN Torch, you know, Monumental, you know, seeing the movie, you can see the trailer on the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com, and it's Monumental. That will just change your paradigm of understanding. It wasn't about, you know, burying a piece of fish and a corn seed to be able to grow corn and having turkey with the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a desperate desire to be able to come to America to just worship God.
Yeah, we talked about it on the Torch too. You can see it on the Torch.
Well, make sure you do that. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.